It's Saturday morning, it's Dolores, and I'm sitting in Catford. And it's unusual for me because I never normally sit on the benches in like Catford mini little shopping area. It's the WH Smiths and the Tesco's, Iceland's, Pound Stretchers, Poundland, Bon Marsh, International. There's a cafe, a couple of empty shops. So just like any sort of English little place at the moment. Anyway, the thing is, I'm sitting opposite WH Smith's because, I don't know, yesterday, actually going to Downing Street and being there and going inside and having a meeting and, you know, I just really, I know that it's not like morbid or anything, but when I knew that I was going to be going to Downing Street, do you know, the first thing that came to my mind was when I was told that Richie was going to die, like I'd been taken into a room by the doctor and they said there'd been a terrible accident and Richie's going to die and there's nothing they could do to save him, and that was that. I remember, well, first of all, I kicked a chair across the room in shock, not just anger, just I had these wooden clogs on. And I remember just feeling like the absolute, I felt as if I shrunk to nothing. I remember it was a hot day as well. Anyway, I went back into Richie's room. What they'd actually done, they'd injected a deadly poison into Richie's back. It should have gone into his arm, and they put it into his back instead. But, well, I went back into his room, and he was lying in the bed. He was in a coma. He did come out towards the end, not fully out, but he came out enough to look at me. He was not in pain at the end, and he kissed me, and I slept with him and cuddled him. But before all that, they told me, and I went back into the room, and it was just me and Richie in there. Nobody knew really what the dreadful, dreadful mistake that had happened. And I was standing by the window, with my back to the window, just staring at Richie. Like, I didn't go over to the bed or anything. It wasn't because I was cold or anything. I just, you know, imagine you've just been told your 12-year-old son was going to die. So I was just staring at him. It seemed to last forever. But it was like mental. Really mad. And then all of a sudden, and I'm not mad, I don't care what people say. Well, I'm mad, but not like, not too bad. This voice spoke to me. It was really clear. It was a man's voice. It was in my head. Maybe it was in my imagination. But whatever, it was as clear as the bell. And the voice said, this man's voice said, stay where you are, everything will be okay. And I don't know what I felt that meant. Well, I do know what it meant. It meant stay where you are, everything will be all right. It doesn't mean that the last 15 years since he died was easy, because it hasn't been. It's been hell on earth. And how I didn't kill myself sometimes, well, I know why. Because of my daughters and because of Sophie. And I'm not going to say the grandchildren, because she didn't have any when he died. So, but it was very difficult. I wanted to jump off of buildings. I had this incredible urge. But anyway, I didn't. And because I didn't, I went to 10 Downing Street. And do you know, I feel of everything I could have done, like I wanted to use my life as a tribute to my son, and I wanted to make sure that I lived as well as I could, and I would make up and say, you know, if that was me that had died, I would certainly hope that 15 years down the line, Richie would have been pictured outside Downing Street for something that he'd done, his hard work. But I've done it instead. And just that gap between, that just that sudden thought that came. So standing at number 10 Downing Street yesterday at that lovely shiny door, where Maggie Thatcher's been, Churchill, Disraeli, Barack Obama, all these major people. And I've been there. I've been through the doors into the building. It's just incredible. So I want to dedicate that to that day yesterday to my son Richie. And also, I absolutely love Audioboo. Big things are going to be happening soon. You just keep your eyes open. If I was you, I would, all of you, download your on your app. Download the Audioboo app and get involved in the conversation. I've got loads of... I've got a nice little community on Audioboo. There are so many blind people there. There are loads of blind people on Audioboo. And that I'm sure that they would like some sighted followers so you can talk to them and tell them what you're doing. Share your life and your sights and your view. Share them with people that can't. Because even though they can't see, they've still got an imagination. They do know. They have a sense. So, I'm going to go into... The reason I said W.H. Smith is because I've never felt, since the day he died, that I've got a proper routine. My life was just out of sync. It's been out of balance. But making that decision, going back to university, going back to college and uni, and sticking at it, and then going forward and getting into Audioboo. I stalked Audioboo. I loved it from the beginning. The moment I first put my first boo on there, I liked Audioboo. And my reward is I'm now working there. And I'm having a great time and there's some lovely people. And I feel all grown up. I feel grown up and lovely. So Mark Rock and everyone else at Audioboo, I love you. Thanks for the fantastic opportunity. And so really, this, you know, my diary of an intern, this is like my third entry for it, and nothing's changed. I'm just in a really good way. I've been saved. Thank you to me and to God and to Mark Rock. God first. But me, I've got to give myself some credit. You know, I've stuck at it. It was difficult, but I've done it. Actually, it wasn't difficult learning. That was the easy part. I was determined. And actual fact, I've got 1 week to do an essay. So I'm out. I'm going into Tesco's. I'm going to buy some nice food. And then I'm going to go and start this essay. I'm going to turn my phone off, all my social sites, and I'm just going to knuckle down. Well, not all the social sites, because I need to do some more research. But listen, all have a great day, and remember, if I can do it, anyone can do it.